Good afternoon. We've enjoyed in-and-out sunshine for the better part of the day so far across interior New York and New England, and that's allowed our temperatures to come off morning lows through the 50s and mostly into the upper 50s and lower 60s at this point. I think we'll add a few more degrees, and most everyone will top out in the lower to mid 60s by mid to late afternoon. With that said, a trough of low pressure continues to pivot into the region, and its associated cool pool of air overhead will create instability today. As a result, we'll have another day that'll feature pop-up scattered showers, perhaps a few bursts of rain, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in a few spots with a couple of wind gusts as we get deeper into the afternoon, which will last into the early evening hours before dying out. Overnight, it will be dry, and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 40s. That cool pool of air will remain overhead tomorrow. We do run the risk of a passing isolated shower, but not as much activity as yesterday or today, so mainly dry with partly sunny skies and highs staying in the 60s. For the second half of the weekend, high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft. This will keep it dry and mostly sunny, allowing temperatures to reach back towards 70. As the ridge of high pressure builds over top of us, we'll have a warming trend into the early part of next week with mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the middle and upper 70s, and by Tuesday afternoon, we could even see highs approaching the 80-degree mark in some locations. If the remnants of Irma make it this far north, the best chance of showers for us would be on Wednesday before we dry it out on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, which passed over the Turks and Caicos Islands last night and approaching the Bahamas, and is now located about 405 miles southeast of Miami, Florida. Irma is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next day or so with a decrease in forward speed. A turn toward the northwest is expected by late Saturday. On this forecast track, the eye of Irma should continue to move westward away from the Turks and Caicos Island and toward the southeastern Bahamas this morning. The core of the hurricane will then move between the north coast of Cuba and the Bahamas during the next day or two and be near the Florida Keys and the southern Florida Peninsula by Sunday morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 150 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Irma is forecast to remain a powerful Category 4 hurricane during the next couple of days. A hurricane warning is in effect for Florida from Jupiter Inlet southward around the Florida Peninsula to Bonita Beach, including the Florida Keys and Lake Okeechobee. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 94, set in 2015, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks, but also scattered passing showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, in and out sunshine today with a few passing scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks and also a few passing showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, some sunny breaks, a few passing showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. In and out sunshine today with scattered showers passing by and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, back into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a passing shower, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, near 70 on Sunday. Sunny in the mid-70s Monday. Sunshine through high clouds Tuesday in the upper 70s. A chance of showers Wednesday in the lower 70s and right around 70 with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.